root of suffering is the attachment to a presumed, limited, and mortal identity, and to the beliefs and images that emanate from and reinforce that presumption. If someone were to take that definition and apply it to conflict, they would be able to understand what is going on to a far greater degree. The real enemy is not someone or something outside of us. The real enemy is the unexamined and dualistic mind that unconsciously projects its suffering onto the other and then blames and scapegoats the other for its suffering. So to a very large extent, the battle between pro-Palestinians and pro-Israelis is a battle between consciousness and unconsciousness.
That's Richard Fuhrer, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Richard Fuhrer on blaming the victim, roots of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Blaming the victim is as old as the hills. It occurs when the victim of a crime or tragedy is held at fault for the harm that befell them. In other words, you had it coming to you. The great scholar Edward Said ruefully remarked that the Palestinians were the victims of the victim. Hence, it was very difficult for them to generate support. Said quoted Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness. The conquest of the earth, which mostly means the taking it away from those who have a different complexion, is not a pretty thing when you look into it too much. What redeems it is the idea. From the Palestinian perspective, in the wake of the Holocaust, they were paying for the crimes of Europeans. Our guest today is Richard Fuhrer. He's spent time in the West Bank and Gaza and has Orthodox Jewish relatives living in West Bank settlements. He's a former member of AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, the influential lobby. He's the author of the New York Big Book Award, Wake Up and Redeem Your Humanity, on the tragedy of Israel-Palestine. I talked with him at the Boulder Public Library in mid-September. And now, Richard Fuhrer,